It's Friday, the 21st of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The driver of a vehicle involved in a crash that claimed the lives of six people, including German tourists, near Hentys Bay at the end of 2014, Yandre Dipena, has been found guilty and is to be sentenced next week, Tuesday. Advocate Vinnie Christians comments.
The time span for this case is not really unusual. It's quite complicated. There were a lot of witnesses. As far as the convictions are concerned, this is a little bit unusual that a person has been convicted on charges for murder where a motor vehicle accident is involved. So it's a bit unusual, and I believe that the lawyers will take the matter on appeal. As far as sentencing is concerned, I would estimate around about 5-6 years, because this was actually an accident. You see, and the foreseeability is also an aspect to be taken into account.
Global aviation industry leaders are in Windhoek for the final day of the Aviation Development Africa Conference hosted by the Namibia Airports Company at Mervyn Peak Hotel. He is the CEO of the NAC, Bisi Uirab.
We have been discussing quite a number of very interesting topics. Topics around the role of AI in aviation, the need for be inclusive as you engage in this industry, bringing together people from airlines, airports, from tourism industries, government. Aviation affects everyone, and the participation levels are extremely good.
Economists expect shopping activity in South Africa to remain constrained by the current high cost of living. This after Stats SA's retail sales data showed a year-on-year increase of only 0.6% in April, down from 2.3% in the previous month. EBSA's Selo Sekele says lower fuel prices may have contributed to the increase.
It's difficult to know what drives retail sales on a month-on-month basis, but we think that lower fuel prices are part of the reason. We expect lower fuel prices as well as the looming cuts in the repo rate to be good news for consumer incomes and retail sales.
Then a man died after mass demonstrations against proposed tax hikes in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Amnesty International says it was a protester who had been shot, led largely by Gen Z Kenyans. The protests began in Nairobi earlier this week before spreading nationwide, galvanized by widespread discontent over President William Ruto's economic policies, as many already grapple with the cost of living crisis. And eight cities across Italy are under red alert warnings as the first significant heat wave of the summer grips much of southern Europe.
Temperatures have risen close to 40 degrees Celsius this week in the Italian capital. That's about 10 degrees higher than the seasonal average. The city is under a red heat warning, which means there's a threat to all residents and not just at-risk groups such as the elderly and young children. The first major heat wave of the summer has arrived just as the high season kicks off in tourist destinations across the region. In Greece, several foreign tourists have gone missing or been found dead after going hiking in scorching temperatures.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.